Shell Renewal. Engine oil that works as hard as you.
Shopping with your Stanbic Visa card just got even more rewarding. From groceries to gadgets, every swipe or tap could turn your everyday spend into something big. Between August 2025 and 31st March 2026, Stanbic customers stand a chance to win instant cashback, monthly trolley dashes, and other exciting rewards along the way. And the ultimate grand prize? An all-expenses-paid family trip worth up to 300,000 kwacha for one lucky winner. So why use cash? Swipe or tap your Stanbic Visa card today. Think smart. Go digital. T's and C's apply.
This time check is brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
It's 13 hours on Phoenix FM. Up next, the main news.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
You need a bigger space to grow your business.
You need more equipment to meet demand.
You need to make sure everyone gets paid on time.
In business, you need advice, solutions, and sector expertise when it matters. We get it. Absa Business Banking.
Energy consultant says government is expected to lose over $100 million after fuel tax waivers. UNSA student dies after falling into water-filled pit on campus. In global news, South Africans react as fuel prices surge despite tax relief. With the news in detail, my name is Mutale Mulenga. Energy consultant Johnstone Chikwanda says government is expected to lose over $100 million in revenue after waiving key fuel taxes to cushion the impact of rising global oil prices following fuel pump price adjustments for the month of April. Cabinet has approved the zero rating of value-added tax VAT and suspension of excise duty on petrol and diesel imports for 3 months effective today, 1st April 2026, and declared the current fuel supply situation as an emergency. Reacting to this development, Dr. Johnstone Chikwanda says the policy decision, which includes the removal of VAT and excise duties on petrol and diesel, has helped limit the increase in petrol prices to just 2%, despite significant spikes on the international market. In a statement, Dr. Chikwanda notes that global fuel prices have surged sharply in the past 30 days, with petrol rising by 63%, diesel by 92%, and kerosene and jet A1 by over 100%. He explains that under normal circumstances, local pump prices would have increased by at least 63% or averaged around 90%. Dr. Chikwanda, however, says while the intervention has eased pressure on petrol consumers, sharp increases in diesel, kerosene and jet A1 prices at 28%, 32% and 35% respectively have erased gains made in stabilizing fuel prices over the past year. He warns that the current measures may not be sustainable if global pressure persists, cautioning against a return to costly fuel subsidies that previously created significant debt for oil marketing companies. Dr. Chikwanda has since urged government to strengthen energy diplomacy, diversify fuel sources, and accelerate alternative energy solutions such as biofuels and electric vehicles to reduce long-term dependence on imports. A second-year student at the University of Zambia, UNSA, has died after falling into an open pit filled with water within the university premises. Police spokesperson Godfrey Chilavi has confirmed the incident, which occurred last evening around 21 hours, and identified the deceased as Emmanuel Walia, aged 18, a student in the School of Humanities. Mr. Chilavi says preliminary investigation suggests that the deceased accidentally fell into the pit and subsequently drowned. He said the victim was retrieved by Zambia National Service ZNS personnel and rushed to Levi Mwanawasa University Teaching Hospital, where he was pronounced dead upon arrival. Mr. Chilabi further disclosed that investigations have been instituted to establish the exact circumstances surrounding the incident, and an inquiry file has been opened.
He was retrieved from the pit by the Zambia National Service personnel and rushed to Levi Mwanawasa University Teaching Hospital, where he was pronounced dead upon arrival. The body has since been deposited in Levi Mwanawasa Teaching Hospital mortuary, awaiting a post-mortem examination. Investigations to establish the exact circumstances surrounding the incident have been instituted, and an inquiry file has been opened. The Zambia Police Service extends its deepest condolences to the family, friends, fellow students, and all those affected by this tragic loss.
Police in Nalolo District of Western Province have apprehended three suspects in connection with an assault case after rescuing a 16-year-old girl from a violent mob attack. Zambia Police Service Western Division Commissioner Ray Hamunga says the incident occurred yesterday around 22:30 hours at Mushukula section in Muoyo Royal Village. Mr. Hamoga has identified the suspects as Sitali Sitali, aged 20, Mulemwa Wamundila, 24, and Mukela Mufalo, 19. He explains that the victim, a juvenile of Kundiana Village in Chief Nalopu's area, was accused of stealing 200 kwacha, prompting members of the community to subject her to severe physical assault. Mr. Hamunga said the girl had spent the night at a friend's residence within the same locality when the money went missing, leading to suspicion against her. He said the situation escalated during questioning, attracting more members of the public who joined in the assault, resulting in mob violence. Mr. Hamunga added that police officers responded swiftly to a distress call and managed to rescue the victim, taking her into protective custody at Nalolo Police Station.
However, the mob turned hostile towards the officers, throwing stones and attempting to pursue the victim at the police station. In order to restore order and disperse the agitated crowd, officers discharged one shot. In the process, three suspects identified as Stali Stali, age 20, Mulema Wamundila, age 24, and Mukela Mufalo, age 19, were apprehended. Investigations have been instituted and efforts are underway to bring all other individuals involved in the assault to justice.
The Local Government Association of Zambia, LGAZ, has called for urgent reforms in the country's water, sanitation and hygiene sector, warning that Zambia is facing a growing crisis driven by weak governance, limited financing and rapid urbanization. Speaking this morning during a two-day WASH governance seminar, Association Executive Director Mpatanji Namumba says public investment in the sector remains critically low, standing at just 0.71% of the national budget. She notes that rising utility debt and limited capacity among local authorities are further straining service delivery, resulting in challenges such as uncollected waste and recurring disease outbreaks. Ms. Namumba has emphasized that the challenges go beyond infrastructure, pointing to deeper governance issues such as poor coordination among stakeholders, unclear institutional roles, and underutilization of data in planning and decision making. She says local authorities must play a central role in transforming the sector as they are closest to the communities most affected by inadequate WASH services.
There is weak coordination among state and non-state WASH actors. Then we also have a huge mismatch between the functions and funding at the local level. Then we also have an issue regarding misalignment of institutional roles and underutilization of data in programming from time to time. This seminar therefore presents a critical turning point in the WASH sector. It is not simply a platform for dialogue, but a call to shift from fragmented, project-based approaches towards a system strengthening agenda.
At the same event, Zambia NGO WASH Forum Coordinator Abubala Mumba, who was represented by Organization Head of Administration and Finance, Zama Lungu, has underscored the impact of rapid urban growth and climate shocks on water.